USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House voted on Wednesday to head off an economically disastrous freight rail strike by imposing a labor contract on railroads and workers, despite opposition from unions angry about the lack of concessions on sick pay. The legislation now heads to the Senate, where both Democrats and Republican leaders support the intervention, but opposition from members of both parties could delay the final outcome. Chinese police are moving quickly to clamp down on protests over the country's tough zero-COVID policy. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says the Biden administration needs to support those calling for greater democracy and freedom,
and say they deserve to be free, but this White House won't do that.
The White House has only said they support peaceful protests. China has been hit by a wave of COVID cases, and as a result, authorities are enforcing mass testing, quarantines, and lockdowns. The economy grew in the third quarter despite decades-high inflation. The growth came out to 2.9%. This comes after the economy had shrunk in the previous two quarters. President Biden is laying out new initiatives and investments to support tribal nations.
I'm announcing a $135 million commitment to help 11 tribal communities move, in some cases, their entire communities back to safer ground.
While speaking at the Department of Interior's Tribal Summit, Biden also announced a request for more than $9 billion in aid health services. Storms and severe weather still pose a threat from the Midwest to the Deep South after an outbreak of tornadoes late Tuesday night. This as authorities in Montgomery, Alabama, say a woman and her 8-year-old child are dead after a tree fell on their mobile home during severe weather. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A border health rule used by the Trump administration to quickly deport illegal immigrants is going away 3 weeks from today. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says cartels will use the end of Title 42 to convince asylum seekers that now is the time to come.
And the consequences to them, the negative consequences, they're fine with.
Airbnb is rolling out a new program in select cities to those who rent.
Airbnb is launching a new platform that allows renters to host apartment rentals. It's a project in partnership with major landlords so tenants can host their units just as homeowners do. Typically, such subletting is prohibited in the short term. The company says a new page on its website directs interested renters to a list of more than 175 apartment buildings in more than 25 major markets to start. Some of those include Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Atlanta. It comes as rent keeps going up across the country. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk has begun reinstating tens of thousands of Twitter accounts that have significant followings after announcing last week a blanket amnesty for Twitter users permanently suspended from the platform. Musk said he will allow all accounts back except those that broke the law or engaged in excessive spam. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.